This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government forms task force for holistic reform of the cooperative sector. Lawmakers urge government to cut down redundant expenditure in the upcoming budget. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat pledges to address country's economic problems. And former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan arrested outside High Court in Islamabad. Massive protest happening across Pakistan following his arrest. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives members have demanded that the topics of the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill should be clearly stated. Taking part in the deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill, except tax proposal for the next fiscal year in the House of Representatives session yesterday, the MPs urged the government to bring next fiscal year's budget targeting economic reforms. Lawmaker Gokarna Bista said a family should be provided with health insurance coverage of at least 300,000 rupees given the expensive basic health services in the country. Parliamentarian Mahendra Bahadur Sahi called on the government to cut back on unnecessary expenditures and keep the backward regions in development priority for having a balanced development across the country. Member of the Parliament, Biraj Bhaktasrestha, stressed on determining the topics of the bill so as to spur sustainable economic growth to achieve prosperity. MP Rajendra Prasad Lingden called for setting the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill in a way that activates the economy, which he said was almost in crisis. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has said the existing bank interest rates will be revised in a bid to reform the current economic scenario. Responding to the queries of lawmakers during the deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the next fiscal year in the National Assembly yesterday, Minister Dr. Mahat pledged for maximum efforts to address the economic issues to a larger extent. The Finance Minister also assured of taking ownership over lawmakers' feedback on the bill submissions. He added that the interest rates would be minimized through a monetary policy which will positively contribute to the nation's economy. Meanwhile, the National Assembly lawmakers suggested the government cut down on redundant expenditure and to review the unnecessary structures in the upcoming budget. The government has formed a task force for a holistic reform of the cooperative sector. Government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma said a cabinet meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday formed the task force. The communication minister also said the cabinet decided to allow returnee migrant workers to bring extra one mobile device to the previous facility. The cabinet also decided to enforce the mobile device management system. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government will leave no stones unturned to reform the country's education sector. Receiving a memorandum from the Nepal Teachers Federation National Committee at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government would make a decision with a clear perspective on some past pending issues. Sankar Adhikari, who is the president of the Unified All Nepal Teachers Organization, said the Prime Minister pledged to take initiatives for addressing the problems of teachers as he was aware of their problems. Top leaders of the three major political parties have held discussions on the issues, including bill related to Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal's press coordinator Govindacharya said during the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar yesterday, a positive discussion was held on the issues including bill related to Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the bill related to the Constitutional Council. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said political autonomy and press freedom are interrelated. In her address to a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 13th World Press Freedom Day, the communication minister said that press freedom was not achievable in the absence of political freedom. Communication Minister Sharma stated that the incumbent government was committed to enforcing the constitutional and legal rights for press freedom. Non-resident Nepali Association Portugal has submitted a memorandum to Foreign Minister NP South demanding establishment of Nepali embassy in Portugal. The memorandum was submitted amid a function to Foreign Minister South, who reached Prague, the capital of Czech Republic, to attend the 15th European Regional Meeting of the NRNA. Submitting the memorandum, NRNA Portugal President Robin Adhikari and General Secretary Rajkumar Thapa demanded for the establishment of the embassy, saying Nepalese living in Portugal have been facing problems due to lack of a Nepali embassy. Receiving the memorandum, Foreign Minister South said the government had put the establishment of Nepali embassy in Portugal in its first priority. Lumbini will be hosting the Buddhist International Travel Mart, aiming to promote tourism in the birthplace of Lord Gautam Buddha. The event has been scheduled to be held from tomorrow to the 13th of May. The event is held under the theme of Explore the Buddha's Land. Over 200 people, including tourism entrepreneurs, Buddhist monks and representatives from the Buddhist associations, tour operators from over a dozen of countries are expected to attend the event. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has recommended that the government of Nepal take policy-level precautions to mitigate risks to the economy. The IMF has cautioned against further relaxing monetary policy, stating that external pressures on Nepal's economy were still high. The organization has suggested that Nepal make its monetary policy more systematic to avoid further challenges as the country's imports continue to increase. The IMF recently reviewed the programs launched through concessional loan support under the extended credit facility in Nepal and has announced the release of $52.8 million in loan assistance. The IMF's deputy division chief, Turunen Charko, has urged decision makers to base their economic decisions on statistics. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has been arrested outside the High Court in the capital, Islamabad. Former Prime Minister Khan was appearing in court on charges of corruption, which he says are politically motivated. Footage showed paramilitary forces in armoured personal carriers detaining Imran Khan after he entered the court compound before driving him away. He was ousted as Prime Minister in April last year and has been campaigning for early elections since then. General elections are due to be held later this year in Pakistan. The case involves allegations over the allotment of land in the so-called Al-Qadi Trust, which is owned by Khan and his wife. Imran Khan denies breaking any law. Massive protests have started across Pakistan following the arrest of the former Pakistani Prime Minister. A jury in a civil case has found former US President Donald Trump sexually abused a magazine columnist in a New York department store in the 1990s. But Trump was found not liable for raping E. Jean Carroll in the dressing room of a shopping center, a departmental store rather. The jury also found Trump liable for defamation for calling the writer's accusations a hoax and a lie. It is the first time that Mr. Trump has been found legally responsible for a sexual assault. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are possible at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudut Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government forms task force for holistic reform of the cooperative sector. Lawmakers urge government to cut down redundant expenditure in the upcoming budget. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sanat Mahat pledges to address country's economic problems. And former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan arrested outside High Court in Islamabad. Massive protest happening across Pakistan following his arrest. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.